In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, we'll read a couple of verses. And I don't know what all the Lord would lead us to do. 22nd chapter, the verse in the 3rd chapter. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we believe, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus, of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He give us commandment. You know, I'm glad that He made known unto us that we should love one another. Our Lord loved us with all mercy, with all compassion. From the beginning of time, God loved His people. He didn't just begin at me. It didn't just start when I started. But from the beginning of time, God loved His people, whom He created, and He had compassion for them. I know that man has faltered, and they hit the bottom, made mistakes, and all of these things. But God loved His people from the beginning of time. And He loves me and you, but you know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He asked us to believe in Him. And whatsoever we asked, the Bible said we receive. But we got to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I begin to look back yonder whenever man comes short of the glory of God. I remember a man one time. The Bible said that there was a man. The Bible said the Bible said in the 20th chapter of 2 Kings that in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Naaman, of Naaman. I can't see that real good. I come to him and said unto him, thus saith the word of the saith Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live. He turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, I remembered how now I have walked before thee in truth and with a pure heart, and have done that which is good in thine sight. And Hezekiah wept sore, and it came to pass after Isaiah was gone out into the middle of court that the word of the Lord come to him, saying, I turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of thine people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, the father of I have heard thine prayers. I have seen thine tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Brother, whenever the Isaiah, the prophet of God, the Lord told him to go to Hezekiah, and he tell him that he's going to die, and he's not going to live. but set his house in order. Surely somewhere along the line after that Hezekiah he had walked in that and pleasing with God. He had walked upright and with a perfect heart and done that which was good in his sight. But somewhere maybe he doubted and death was going to knock at his heart's door. But God loved him enough. Sent him the word. He's saying, whatever it is in your way, set in order. Get rid of it. Listen, you're going to die. But then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, turning, tuning them all out. No doubt that they was gathered around, the ones that were taking care of him, and they, I was waiting, for the sick king, to die, but listen, he got a hold of God, in prayer, God seen his, affliction, God seen him, praying, and heard, him, and but God said, Isaiah had gone out, into the middle court, and he told him, go back again to Hezekiah and tell him the Lord will heal him. But go up to the house of the Lord and on the third day, listen, not only he just told him he would heal him, listen, but for a sign that I did hear you, I will not only send the sun on down to 10 degrees, but I will stop it and bring it back 10 degrees. I wonder how close to death maybe me and you have walked. As some of David said, I travel through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff. How close that we have come to the doorway of death. Maybe the word of the Lord come to us. Set thine house in order. Make ready. Prepare to meet thine God. Yeah. Listen, but we love one another as he has loved us. In all things and whatsoever we ask, after the commandment, I love one another, we love one another, and we live upright, and do that which is good, in the sight of God, then we can ask, whatever we will, and the Bible said, and I believe it with all of my heart, he said it would be done. Maybe we don't get our answers every time, just like we think it ought to be, but it will come to pass. God loves me and you. He cares for us. He loved Hezekiah. He cared for him. Brother, he didn't want him to be on his sick bed. To die. But he wanted to pray and to hear him praying and seeking and asking God for mercy and compassion. The Lord has compassion on his people today. And ain't you glad that he's still merciful? Ain't we glad that we have problems, we have trials, we have tribulation, but we have one that is able to deliver us from out of this bondage of sin and take us home to be with him. He said, I will go away and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and I'll receive you unto myself, whether I die by the way of death, whether I go by the way of the grave, over the reign of the rapture, as long as I'm within the will of God, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. I don't care what comes or what goes. Everything will be all right. But we got to love one another. Listen, whether they love us back or not, we got to love them. We got to walk humbly in that before God. But Isaiah and Jeremiah and all them prophets are doing the work of God. You see the ministers are going from one place to another, right? Preaching, and they're telling us, you're going to die. We might live a few years, but death is on our trail. It's better to pick things up and correct things while we have time and opportunity. Listen, it's the way. I get down to the doorway of death and think, Lord, I wish I'd have done this or that. While we have opportunity, we better take it to heed. Listen,
amen.
I don't know when death's coming, but it's on our trail. And if there's anything that we need to set in order, it's today while we live. Listen today. Hezekiah, he said, Lord, I walk before you. I walk humbly, I walk before you. He said, remember when I done that which was good before your sight. But now, Lord, no doubt that God seen his tears and heard his prayers and had love and compassion, had mercy. And the love and the compassion is still just as real today as it was in those days. He still loves his people today as much as he did in the beginning. God is the same yesterday and today and forever and changes not. Brother, we can't dabble around in sin and claim I'm a Christian and fall into heaven. Brother, we're going to have to live upright, dedicated, and love one another, and love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. One day I will be glad when we're going home to be with Him.
Amen,
God is real. And I believe in seeking and asking. God just as real as we'll let Him be.
Amen.
And we ought to give Him the praise,
yes, thank you,
for everything. I prayed a little prayer last few days. And I'm going to praise God for this. You may not think it's much, but I lost the keys to my vehicle, the house, whatever. I just lost them. I'm mowing the yard. And I lost them out of my pocket. I changed none to nothing that I'd ever find them. And I said, Lord, as I looked for them, I said, Lord, you know where they're at. You can see them.
Yeah.
Would you show them to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked. And I still know that God was looking at him. And I went walking up through there and almost covered up, brother, was I? Changes was little to nothing that I'd ever find them. But I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord for the little things. We need to give Him a praise for the little things. We need to give Him the praise for the little things, the big things. Will take care of theirself.
Yeah.
Give Him honor and praise and glory. Because He brings us through all kinds of trouble and sorrow.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing that our God can't handle. Lord, give Him the praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. If there's anything you need to do, today's the day to do it. If there's anything you need to set right with God, today's the day as we stand.